있어.
Saturday, indeed. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian. We have a good show for you today. 61 Ghosts is in the house and they're setting up. Probably go on around 2 o'clock or whenever they're ready. And I'll look at your requests on Facebook and you can call in with requests, 855-915-9636. Hey, Martha Hoople's coming to town, huh? Boston Orpheum Theater, Tuesday, April 9th. Let's hear a little live Mott. This one's called Sweet Angeline on MFO.
Thank you, valet. Thank you. Of course, we weren't always superstars. There was a time when we were just ordinary commoners, just like you, and we used to eat. And I remember doing some god-awful gigs in some great places with some great people. Just finished up the last bit of bad luck or good luck we ever had was an album called Brain Capers. We'd like to do a number called Angeline. Ozzy, stop doing it. Pratt. No, don't let him do it again. Jazz. So I want some slag. Any slags around? No, you never put your hands up. Where are you? Let's have a nice slag at the front. Come on. Hello, darling. You don't look like a slag, you look alright. Come on here. That's it. You notice I'm with a lady? Took us a year to live that down, right? Hello. Now a cardboard coloured crystal queen attack me from my plane. And I think that I am going mad among the swollen states. That must have been God. Oh, rescue me or bury me, for I care not what to do. There's just one thing that I want to know. What am I really? You? We'll be right back.
missile in the sky. It functioned just as advertised until the fire made him cry. Look into it later when the dust is clearing off the crater. Run like a villain, let the good times roll. Run like a villain to the sugar bowl. Run like a villain, cause you can't adjust to a saccharine suburb in the mush. I got some loving arms around me, darker than the tombs of Egypt, dumber than the crudest fiction, buried in a melting coffin. Nights like this appeal to me. Tracy got an Afghan pedigree, prescription shades and designer jeans, a Sony Walkman on her head. All she wants is to be fed. Run, 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 cause you're soft. Run, run, don't get lost. The shining moon, the dead oak tree, nights like this appeal to me. I got some loving arms around me. The shining moon, the dead oak tree, nights like this appeal to me. I got some loving arms around me. Trying to steal a moment of pleasantry in this zombie birdhouse. Run! 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 Run like a villain at the good time. Run like a villain to save your soul. It can't be done, I already know. So I'll run like a villain to the sugar bowl. Cause who you are, nobody knows. Who you are, nobody knows you. Rings on your fingers and bells on your toes.
Run like a villain, Iggy Pop. That's
Jump start your weight loss. Introducing new Fresh Start.
Hey, we can't be doing commercials. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Joe Mazzari with me. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Bri. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for the invite.
He's from 61 Ghost. Let me just go over what I played, Joe.
Cool.
Started the show, of course, with the Thigh Scrapers theme song. Martha Hoople, Sweet Angeline, live. From 1974, we heard Lou Reed, White Light, White Heat. That version is from Rock and Roll Animal. Iggy Pop there, Run Like a Villain from the early 80s. And Joe's in the band 61 Ghost.
That's true. And we're happy to be here.
And I like you to go on. I know you're ready, but I like you to go on at 2 because there's a way to download where you can download from 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So you understand? So you don't have to hear my stupid show for an hour before get to you.
First of all, it's not a stupid show. let's feel good about ourselves today.
Okay, thank you.
No, it's a treat being here.
All right. Well, I love to always have you. How many times have you been on the show
this
now?
This might be 3. I think it's 3, but you know what's cool? I mentioned this to you in an email, and Dixie's going to remind me of the gentleman's name, but there have been more than one. She's out of the room for the moment. But to go down like to Texas and have someone come up and go, hey, I listened to you on Brian's show, and you know, we're fortunate that we get to go to a few different parts of the country and play around quite a bit. Inevitably, there'll be people that come up and say, yeah.
Someone who knows the show.
Yeah, yeah, of course. They listen to it.
I don't believe you.
Well, you don't have to. It's up to you.
No, that's pretty cool.
I'm just reporting the news.
No, that's pretty cool. Thank you, Joe.
No, it's great. And actually, right now, we've got really, really great friends in Ireland listening. We're heading over to Ireland.
Oh, say hi to them.
I'm going to.
Well, what are their names?
I can't tell you. No, it's Jerry Casey and his wife, Anne, who just got out of the hospital, and Francis. Just like great people.
Hi, guys.
The Caseys, Francis.
Welcome. Listen every week.
Absolutely. And Jerry, I don't. Jerry's my age. I'm 60. I don't know anyone that goes to as many concerts and festivals as this man does. He is a music aficionado. Why he likes us, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But he does. So he must be a little tone deaf, much as I love him. No, great people. So we're psyched. We're going to be able to go over and see our Irish family in August and September. We're going over for a couple of weeks.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So 61 Ghosts has been on here a few times, and this will be their third, I guess.
I think so.
And when did you guys get together?
It's been about a year and a half to 2 years now.
Yeah.
And actually, I brought this up to you earlier. We're on a record label called Autos. It was one of those deals, one of our first trips to Texas. This is little advice for bands out there.
Are you going to get me signed with Autos?
How much money do you have on you?
Maybe 200.
You're in.
All right. That's all it takes.
But here was a great lesson. One of our first trips to Texas, we're playing this really, I don't want to say the name of it, but one of the worst clubs we've ever played.
Mm.
Just smelled like cat pee. I mean, they were, honestly, they
we
were,
played at a place like that. We still to this day call it the Piss Pit Show.
Well, that's included in the name, but I can't say it. Really would have been a cool place, minus the cat pee and minus the people that were just sleeping there during the night. A big place.
Yeah.
And they were at that time
homeless,
on the verge.
Yeah.
And there was like a person or two in the audience, and one of the people was now basically our family member down in Texas, Scott Hankowski with Auto Records, saw us. And
you took in a homeless guy?
No, he was actually there to see us. Believe it or not. No, you ask Dixie if she took in a homeless guy. That would be me.
Help the homeless. I've been there before. I really have.
But it's so cool to like play. And you know those things you go, whether there's one person or 1,000, just like do your best.
Mm-hmm.
And here's like one, two people in the audience, and one of them ended up putting us on his little record label, which is great.
Tell us about your past bands, the Daughters.
The Daughters were kind of the first band. The very first band, and I had Simon Ritt, who's right now sitting home. He says he's listening, but he's watching the Bruins, but he says he's also listening.
Mm.
He says hello.
Hi, Simon.
He's pretending he's Jerry Cheevers today. He's sitting there with his hockey mask on.
Did I ever get any Daughters in the system?
I sent you some stuff.
On CD?
Oh, I don't know about that. You know what? I think I sent you vinyl. So there were the Daughters way in the beginning, and we had the good fortune of playing with Johnny Thunders for a few years, and then the Two Saints. That was fun.
Yep, Two Saints, Johnny Thunders, that's amazing.
Yep, and a bunch of trips overseas with the Two Saints. Jackknife Beat, Joe Mazzari Band, now with Dixie, I don't know where she went, but 61 Ghosts.
Right on, 61 Ghosts will be going on at 2 o'clock.
Fantastic.
Right on. And whoever's calling, you're calling the wrong number. I can't answer that. Call 855-915-9636. We're MFO.
I wanna lay my lips on your explosive mouth. flick up the sky and I beat on my chair, just a punk of the red.
Seemed really depressed.
Had a knack for beating himself up.
She wishes that she was never born. And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over.
And so I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
What are you going to do? Let them destroy themselves? I mean, I don't see much of a choice at all.
It's definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at 888-333-AFSP or online at afsp.org.
What a downer. Here's something a little more uplifting.
Goodbye.
train. You broke my wheel. Love is real. Goodness, pain is crackle.
Can't you give us a play? It's one of kind that
figured out. I've got it figured out. We got good boys, some bad boys, it all works out. You know what, a little freak out. Find a city, find myself a city to live in. Find a city, find myself a city to live in. Down in Pennsylvania, things got a little spread out. People got no idea.
City. Shot six people, now he's going down. The folks told stories about the way he looked. Said he dressed like a woman, but he spoke like a crook. So one bright morning when the sun was high, he packed all his anger and he took a ride. He went downtown where they were having fun, to put an end to their laughter with a loaded gun. So now he's got time, yeah, he's got time to wait. He knows it ain't right, the doctor says he can stay. Yeah, all through the night, they're trying to drive the baby insane. Tried to disagree him, tried to vandalize his name. Bobby J. Breaking the law and getting high all the time. Now Bobby said, "Boss, I just don't understand why you can't treat me like no other man." But folks thought maybe he would change his ways, start working on their farm like Jimmy and Ray. The only man that he could ever be was a small town loony at the end of the street. So now he's got time, yeah, he got time to wait.
Just what I've been dreaming.